Education Department proposes to lower higher education costs, student debt. The Department of Education issued a proposal to reduce the cost of higher education and simplify federal student loan repayment, according to a statement published on January 29. Through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, passed by Congress last summer, changes to the federal student loan program reduce tuition costs by addressing overborrowing, implementing loan caps for graduate education programs, and streamlining repayment options. The latest proposal is the next step in implementing these changes. The OBBB Act eliminates the Grad Plus program, which allowed unlimited borrowing and contributed to rising graduate tuition, and the proposed rule introduces common sense annual and aggregate loan caps for graduate and professional programs. The department said, graduate student borrowing accounts for a rising share of the federal government's annual aggregate student loan disbursements. These loans also account for the majority of balances in income-driven repayment plans, increasing the burden of student debt on borrowers and taxpayers. Starting in July, OBBB limits federal loans for new graduate students to $20,500 per year and $100,000 in aggregate. For new professional students, the annual limit is $50,000, with an aggregate threshold of $200,000. The new loan limits will require educational institutions to prioritize students, incentivizing them to reduce tuition and fees, thereby making higher education more affordable, the department said. The limits also prevent students from being burdened with high levels of debt after graduating from college. For years, American families have rightfully been concerned about the escalating cost of higher education, the long-term and often negative effects of student loan debt, and how their post-secondary education translates into real-world jobs and higher wages, Undersecretary of Education Nicholas Kent said. President Trump's Working Families Tax Cuts Act offers a once-in-a-generation opportunity to lower tuition costs and improve the student loan system to better support borrowers. Moreover, the OBBB Act eliminated the myriad repayment plans, simplifying them to two options, a standard repayment plan and an income-driven plan. The standard plan offers borrowers fixed-term periods of 10 to 25 years, giving those with higher debt more time to repay their obligations. The new income-driven plan, known as the Repayment Assistance Plan, aims to align a student loan's repayment with the borrower's ability to pay. It aims to ensure that low-income borrowers do not see their loan balances grow despite making payments. The ED issued a notice of proposed rulemaking regarding these changes, inviting public comments for 30 days, after which the department will analyze the comments and finalize the rule. Opposition to the plan. In September 2025, the American Council on Education and more than 40 higher education associations urged the ED to delay implementing provisions of the OBBB Act, citing concerns about changes to student aid, according to a September 4, 2025, statement from the group. The council said that OBBB Act's provisions were too complex and that institutions require more time, sufficient staffing, and clear guidance to avoid disrupting students. ACE's survey of institutions showed concerns that changes will restrict access for graduate and professional students and reduce enrollment of low-income and first-generation students, the group said. The council also criticized the OBBB Act's accountability provisions for institutions, calling them ambiguous and risk being applied retroactively. ACE asked the ED to work with Congress and postpone the implementation of OBBB Act provisions at least until July 1, 2027. In the notice of proposed rulemaking, the ED explained the various benefits of implementing the OBBB Act provisions. For one, student loan borrowers will benefit from new repayment terms, including the elimination of monthly interest payments. The caps on federal loans will rein in the rising borrowing among graduate students and their parents, according to the notice. Moreover, there will be significant savings in taxpayer funds, as the OBBB Act rules would reduce excessive subsidy costs associated with loan forgiveness, the department said. Meanwhile, the ED recently suspended the seizure of tax refunds and wage garnishment of student loan borrowers who default on their federal student debts. The suspension, which took effect on January 16, provides time to implement changes to student loan repayment plans in line with OBBB Act provisions, the ED said. According to an American Enterprise Institute analysis of federal student loan data from November 2025, approximately 5.5 million borrowers were in default.